presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, we are in the Stewart home. Ellen is playing the piano when Philip enters the room. He has found an old horn in an upstairs closet. It was a wedding present many years ago. Tomorrow is the anniversary of their wedding. Philip and Ellen plan to spend the evening quietly at home. They think the children have forgotten all about their anniversary. Perhaps they have, but Philip receives a mysterious phone call.
Philip?
Yes, Ellen?
Where in the world did you find that horn?
In the upstairs closet. I was cleaning out a box full of old things.
But where did we get a horn?
This bugle? You don't remember?
Should I?
Oh, you've forgotten.
Oh, dear. Let me think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Philip, of course. I forgot. Our wedding.
That's it. Your cousin Arnold gave us the horn as a wedding gift.
Why did he do that?
Oh, you know, Arnold, he's always been a joker. It is sort of funny. A bugle for a wedding gift.
Philip, I'm so happy I married you.
I feel the same way.
And what day is it today?
It's the day before our wedding anniversary.
Lucky us. So many good years together.
And we have a lot of good years left.
You know, I think the children have forgotten our anniversary this year.
Let them forget. They are all so busy.
We could have a quiet evening by ourselves.
I had the same idea. A romantic candlelight dinner with my wife. What could be nicer?
I don't know. Maybe one with our children, too.
But they all seem to have plans for something tomorrow night. I'll get it. Hello. Susan's not in. I can give you her telephone number. Who's calling? She's at area code 212-555-4330. You're welcome. Goodbye. That's funny.
Someone for Susan?
Yes. It was the Kitty Cat Bath Toy Company.
That is funny. Kitty Cat Bath Toys? Cats don't like water.
I didn't think of that.
Then why did you say it was funny?
I said it was funny because it sounded like your cousin Arnold.
Arnold? Why would he be calling Susan?
How do you say telephone numbers in English? Listen.
Susan's not in. I can give you her telephone number. She's at area code 212-555-4330.
We usually say telephone numbers one number at a time. 212-555-4330. What's your telephone number? Hello?
Hello? Is this 555-6279?
No. This is 555-6278.
Oh, sorry. Wrong number.
That's enough about telephone numbers. Bye now.
And now, Act Two.
This time on Tuning In the USA, we are at home with the Stewart children. Susan and Robbie are there, and Richard's wife Marilyn is there too. To Today is Philip and Ellen Stewart's wedding anniversary. While they are away from the house, the children are preparing a surprise party for them. When Philip and Ellen arrive home, the party will begin, and there will be one especially surprising guest.
Where should I put these flowers, Susan?
Oh, Marilyn, over there.
Okay.
Are you sure that Mom and Dad don't know about this party?
Robbie, I'm as sure as I can be.
Yeah, but how sure is that?
Come on, just keep blowing up the balloons. Please. They should be here in just a few minutes.
Susan, there are already plenty of balloons.
Mom and Dad's anniversary is important, Robbie. Marilyn and I have been planning this party for a long time.
The place looks great.
Come on, blow up that balloon and don't talk.
Okay, I'm blowing. Take it easy.
I guess I haven't been very easy to get along with today. I've been nervous about the party. I want it to be perfect.
It can't be perfect. Richard's not here. Does he know about the party?
Yes, I telephoned him. He can't come all the way from Seattle. But later tonight, he's going to phone and wish Mom and Dad a happy anniversary.
That sounds almost perfect.
I think that's the last balloon. Thanks for all your help, Robbie.
You're welcome. This should be fun. I love surprise parties. All the guests here?
Yes. Mom's cousin, Arnold, just got here. They are all getting ready. When we hear the car drive up, they'll hide. And when Mom and Dad come in, they will all jump up and yell surprise.
Hey, there's a car pulling in the driveway.
Let's tell the guests. Everybody hide! Here come Mom and Dad! Okay, get ready.
What's that? Another car?
I don't know.
Miss Susan, Marilyn?
What's going on? Arnold!
Happy anniversary!
It's a surprise party for you, Mom and Dad. Happy anniversary from all of us.
And happy anniversary from me, too.
Richard, is that you?
Welcome home, son.
Richard, I don't believe it. What are you doing here? I thought you were in Seattle.
I wanted to surprise the surprise party.
Oh!
Let's study this kind of sentence.
When we hear the car arrive, they'll hide.
Susan was talking about the future, about later in the evening. But she didn't say, when we will hear the car arrive. She said, when we hear the car arrive. Listen.
When we hear the car arrive, they'll hide. And when Mom and Dad come in, they will all jump up and yell, surprise!
Okay, now listen to these two sentences. Then join them together and begin your sentence with when.
Mom and Dad will arrive. Susan will yell, surprise! When Mom and Dad arrive, Susan will yell, surprise.
And when the next show begins, I'll talk to you again.